Thank you and good morning. School has been canceled in Ferndale due to widespread flooding and the rapid rise of the Eel River, which is expected to reach major flood stage at over 25 feet today, will only add to the problem. Severe flooding across the Eel River Valley is expected to continue today, and that will mean roads closed across the valley. A special action advisory has been issued to livestock owners with property near the river and low-lying areas, and the Red Cross has established an evacuation shelter in Fortuna for those forced from their homes. The Eel River is expected to flood at Scotia as well, and even though the heavy rains have passed, the forecast today is for scattered showers, the runoff will still have an impact, and flooding in Shively is expected. All schools in the Southern Humboldt School District are closed today due to road conditions, and the school closures extend into Mendocino County, with Laytonville schools and Leggett Valley schools closed as well. School will start 2 hours late in Willits, and Fort Bragg has closed its schools today. According to the County Office of Emergency Services, the Van Dusen reached flood stage yesterday afternoon and has affected Highway 36 and low-lying areas in the region, particularly east of Carlotta. The Red Cross has established shelters at Southern Trinity High School, Mad River, and Dinsmore for those affected in Southern Humboldt. Flooding and mudslides have impacted roads across the region, including in Fields Landing, Old Arcata Road, Hookton Road, and Elk River and Pine Hill Roads. If you have to travel out of the area, you are strongly urged to check road conditions. Mendocino County has been hit hard, and there are flooded roads throughout the region. If there is any good news from the recent storms and subsequent flooding, it's that there has been a sharp drop in the number of residents left without electricity. The PG&E power outage map shows scattered outages near Miranda that have affected a few dozen customers and isolated outages near Redway and Garberville as well. The California Highway Patrol is asking for the public's help in identifying the driver of a car suspected of hitting and killing 21-year-old Ben Taggart last week. Taggart was found lying alongside Highway 101 southbound at the Eureka Slough Bridge, and he had suffered a severe head injury that would prove fatal. The CHP is the lead agency in the investigation, and the suspect's car should have front left-end damage. Detectives with the Sheriff's Office have arrested 37-year-old Matthew Steele in connection with an investigation into the distribution of child pornography. The investigation began in June of last year, and investigators developed enough information to serve search warrants, which led to Steele's arrest. He was booked for possession and distribution of child porn. In McKinleyville, sheriff's deputies responded to a business on Hiller Road on Monday afternoon after a female juvenile said that 56-year-old convicted sex offender Brian Main had touched her inappropriately. Main was arrested and booked for sexual battery on a person under the age of 18. Jordan Christmas has news from the Eureka Chamber of Commerce.
The Eureka Chamber of Commerce is set to celebrate its 126th anniversary next week, as the chamber will host its annual chamber membership meeting and installation dinner. During the dinner, new members of the chamber board of directors will be introduced, and the chamber will also announce the outstanding business and business person of 2016. The annual Tom Cook Award will also be presented at the event, which will be held at the Sequoia Conference Center on Myrtle Avenue next Friday.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Supervisor Virginia Bass has now chaired two meetings in the new year as she takes her turn as chair of the Board of Supervisors. Bass spoke about the new year and her additional duties on Talk Shop yesterday, and she said it will allow her to make some small changes and adjustments to how the board goes about its business, but it also comes with more details to worry about and more work to be done.
The chair is able to rearrange how they'd like to do business, and so I've made some changes that I think are going to make our meetings more efficient. But on the other side, it does add extra work. There'll be, 30 documents depending to sign after each meeting. You do a lot more presentations.
Bass has already gained the experience in leading a government body through its meetings. She sat in the mayor's seat at Eureka City Council meetings for 4 years. And in 2 years, Bass will wield the gavel as the chair of the board of the California State Association of Counties.
You have to be able to deal with situations if they come up. It does shift how you think. And in my case, I really enjoy it but it's very similar to when I was mayor, a lot of the same types of operations that I was used to doing for 4 years straight. So for me, it feels like a very comfortable place to be.
Bass touched on several topics besides being the boss at meetings, and you can listen to her full talk shop appearance by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this rainy Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.